Yeah. Exercise on John 1. I'll try to find quiz number 2 here later. All right, you should have finished all 13 verses, right? Mm-hmm. Right, Barry? No, you did finish it, right, Barry?
Well, yeah, last week.
I don't know, you're just... you obviously... What am I going to do with you? You couldn't do it. You didn't have the lexicon.
Well, aside from that,
that's a pretty important tool. It is intense. All right, well, we'll work together on some things right now. Okay, what I want to do is we want to go through these verses, and let's just see what kind of variation that we've got just for fun, and then nail some things down. On your main page there, there's plenty of room for you to write your words under those words. So, this is the method that you're taking the word, creating it as a list down the page, and then looking up in the lexicon, whether it's dative for nouns, and whether it is present directive for verbs, your singular plural, you're looking at every possible identifying mark, and then translating based on that information. When you did it, where were your hardest words? There should have been 3 or 4 real hard situations that you just hit, and you just, man, I don't know what to do. We kind of
the verb tenses, you know, like when you look up in the lexicon, it says, you know, second aorist indicative something or other, but I didn't know what that was. In
because we hadn't covered it.
So I just kind of looked at the at what it was, and then it was like, okay, it's past. All right. So that was hard, and sometimes, like, some words in there are left blank, kind of, you know, like, you don't say the something, or, you know, it's just kind of left out and stuff like that. And little things like, if there was one little mark or two little marks, it was a different word, you know, like, oh, with the two little thingies is which,
yes.
And oh, with the one thingy is the.
That's right.
Because I was like, the, and then I was like, oh, it says which, what's that? So then I looked at it there and saw the marks, and then when I looked it up.
Yeah.
Like those, all those
times. Yeah, you'll get a, you know, sometimes it'll say the way. But what is, when it says which, is also meaning that way.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. It is in a question, you might say which way. You know, it's still a definite article. Okay.
Yeah.
It's just giving you different direction on the noun. Okay. So it's just, that's what you're looking at. And yeah, you can, again, like we saw before, you can have an eta, or you can eat it with a breath mark, or you can have it with a circumflex. There's so many different things you can do to an eta.
Any other things that made it just very hard?
Yeah, endings. Some of the endings I couldn't find. I guess that was in the verbs. I just couldn't, either I wasn't finding the right root word to find the right ending, you know?
Which one did you have a problem?
Well,
did you have it there? Did you figure it out?
No, I don't. I couldn't point to it right now.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe but I
go through it.
The
Couldn't find, you didn't find any endings, is what you're saying, right?
I found some.
Okay.
Yeah, it was hard to find the endings on some.
Because a lot of them are outside of the range that we've learned.
Right.
That's right.
See, I found the endings, like, I just had to look, and then I found the ending, but then I still didn't know how to...
classify it.
Yeah, because, well, like, it, you know, it had third person singular, secondary, indicative, something or other, and I'm like, okay, what's that?
Yeah.
The thing that helped sometimes was looking at the trend, the interlinear.
That's right.
And then seeing that it was
past,
but still continuous, and then I go, well...
I don't think I could have... written there without looking at this.
Right.
And a lot of the word, like, ice, you know, it's like into, but it's like, when I looked it up, for it's into, for, to, as far as, against, before. So, like, which one do you choose, you know?
Right.
Before, yeah.
That kind of
this
stuff.
One came for a testimony.
All right. Well, what I want to do is we need to look at each one of your words and just go through, and a lot of them are going to be very basic, you're going to get it, but some of it is going to help you when we go through it. So start in verse 1, let's work through it all. Again, what I want you to do ultimately is you're going to take your translation and you're going to put underneath each one of these words your translation. Okay? All right, so first word, in. Obviously, in.
You had all those donuts.
That's right. I'm just working through it. Harke, beginning. It does not say in the beginning. We supply the word the, don't we? In the beginning, ein ho logos, was the word, and the word, ein pros. What's that? Did we already work on that? Did that come up?
Was with. I got it.
Okay. A pros is a preposition. With the God, theon. And then kai, theos. What's kai?
And
God. I know sometimes theon and sometimes theos. Mm-hmm. All right? Hein ho logos. And God was the Word. Okay. Now number 2. John, give me verse 2.
We went over this last week. This one's was in beginning with the God.
Okay.
I don't know if I have to go again.
This one was in, okay, and you can understand how come the change names translators, instead of saying this one, says the same.
Yeah.
All right, running you back, yes.
What did you translate TOV?
Ton, the.
That is the.
That's the. Yeah.
I don't know why I had such a difficult time with it.
Well, we were kind of wondering, should we take it out or what should we do with it?
Not yet. You want to translate every word until you realize some words are redundant and don't need to be there. Okay. They're vestiges of an evolutionary passage through epochs of time.
How are we supposed to know in was, or in is was?
I told you.
All right. Okay.
It also is in the lexicon, and obviously we need more lexicons. I'm sorry. Did you bring the lexicon back with you?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. All right. Okay. Verse 3, Gina. Give me verse 3.
Okay.
Or have you got that, Barry? Have you got verse 3 at least?
I went down to 7.
All right. Well, let's say, Barry, give me verse 3.
Verse 3. Does that sound cross?
No. Verse 3 starts with panta.
All right. All, is it?
Mm-hmm.
All, dear, did, die, true, all to him.
Mm-hmm.
Was created, and apart from, I'll just give it English, yeah?
Yes.
And apart from him, was created, and there wasn't in.
Hold on, no. Was created, who day is, and there wasn't?
Who day? Yeah,
one. Okay.
And then in which we do it.
And there wasn't. I'm just not sure why you have and there wasn't. Where'd you get that?
Just there wasn't. Yeah. Who did? I'm just looking at Greek for who did. Because there was.
Oh, okay. Well, it's just, yeah, it's neither. Nothing. All right. So all things through him, what was again it?
Was created.
Okay, was made or was created. And choris, what'd you get that word?
Choris. Apart from.
And apart from him, okay, and without him, and apart from him, again it. All right, was created nothing. En ho gegonen, what does that mean? En?
In which to be created.
In the created. So, all right. Now that's a hard verse. How would you simplify it? without going right to the King James Version. Look it up.
Apart from him.
No, all things.
Oh yeah. Everything through him was created, and apart from him was created nothing that was created.
Good. Good. All right. You see how sometimes it is kind of hard to try to make it into something without actually paraphrasing. You want it to say it simply, but you don't want to change it. Okay, number four. Now, Gina. Oh, you already did it, didn't you? No, you didn't. Sorry, I was going to have you.
In him.
Auto.
Life was.
Good.
And the.
The life was the men. Good. All right. Life was the light of the men.
Okay. Should it have the tone?
Well, yeah, tone. Yeah, we're just doing mechanical right now.
Okay.
Okay. It turns out to be light of men.
Okay. Yeah, I said light of men because I thought tone was of them.
No,
it's of the.
Of the.
Okay. Number five, Dan.
And the light. In the darkness shines, and the darkness it did not receive. So I have, and the light in the darkness shineth, and it not, well, I had obtained, but I know the world is received, you know, not comprehend, I'm sorry, do not comprehend.
Okay, alright.
To understand or comprehend, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many different ways to translate.
That's right.
I had the darkness the same, not comprehended.
All right. Number six, John.
There existed.
There existed.
That is so good.
There existed a man sent from God. Name him John.
Him or his?
I had him. I don't know.
His name or the name of him, maybe?
I had his before, and you see, for I had his, in his life was, and the life, and I changed it to him there for auto, so then I just went back and I said him there too.
It should be his.
So I was right here when it says, in his life was the life of men.
Right.
Of the man.
Right.
Okay. So I should be his. Okay. Name his John. This one.
Mm-hmm. No, not this one.
Yeah, no. John.
Okay. Number seven, Barry.
He came as witness to bear witness. A wrong life that all believed through him.
Yeah, now you've got a preposition that is funny when you say Perry around light. You go, what does it mean around light? What do you say around? It's kind of all about. But if I'm going around an object and I'm going around it and around it and around it, I'm trying to comprehend it. Right? I'm trying to get all views of that truth. Okay, so that's where we get the word comprehend from. All right.
What was that? Martyr.
Where are we? Martyrian. Martyr. Witness. That's the word for witness.
I had my testimony.
No, martyr race. The next one. It's a.
Or is this 11?
No, 7.
Martyrace.
All right. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, that is a future indicative. What is it? That he might witness.
Yeah.
Okay. Can your root word every time? Are you listening to your root word?
Mortis.
Mortos.
Mortos, a witness, a testimony, so that he might witness. This is something he wants to do. It's future imperfect.
So is that a verb? So
I have my question.
It's out to himself.
That is a verb, yes. Remember when you put the sigma and then the sigma in front of the eta at the end, that's telling you it's a future, indicative, or imperfect, depending on because of the...
Mark, though. I forgot about the marks. It's on the bottom of the eta.
Yeah.
I thought it was a... put the ink in
there. Yeah, I know. It does look bad. I'm sorry.
No, it's there. It's
all
right.
Right.
I just didn't... I forgot about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Put the ink...
All right, but I didn't hear. Who did seven? Was that you, John? Who did seven?
Barry.
Barry was doing seven. Okay, did you finish all the way to eight? Yes, you did. All right, so pistusosin. Pistusosin. What was that word?
Pistusosin.
I've got an N on the end.
Well,
pistusosin.
Might believe in
seven.
Might believe.
Pistusosin, yeah. Might believe.
The perfect subjunctive active.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Expresses doubt, yeah.
Okay. I had an
aorist. Aorist, I mean. Aorist.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, aorist, I mean.
Subjunctive active.
Not active. Something, yeah, aorist. Right?
Yeah, aorist. Okay. Yeah, or something. Plural term.
Plural person four.
All right.
Yeah, it is they.
Yeah.
Okay, number eight, Dan. We'll go back to you, I guess.
Eight is, let's see, that starts with...
Ook.
Yeah, I have to find it on my paper here. This is, Gentleman's the only one. Not was that the light, but so that bear witness of the light, he the light. Oh, wait, the light.
That's what I need.
Yeah. Not was that light.
That. So why you put that? Okay. It is, I guess it is a that, but alright. Go ahead there with, what'd you do?
You know.
Not was that the light. And then what'd you get with all?
But. So that bear witness of the light.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's, you know.
Why is it that? It's either an it, but not that. Why are you putting that? It's he, she, or it.
Well, where are we seeing
that? Henna is that, isn't it? Yeah. What'd you have for henna?
That.
Yeah, so I guess...
Why not? Oh, henna.
Oh, I had that as well.
Yeah. All right, ikonos. What's ikonos?
I must have made a mistake. I have that. It's an adverb, that.
Mm-mm. Iconos. I'm confused here.
I have an adverb, that.
This person.
Iconos is not that.
Him not was that light, or something like that. Not was that.
Not looking on my list.
It's
actually.
You could say that, right. But,
it's a demonstrative pronoun in reference to something already mentioned.
Right.
Okay, I guess it could be a that.
Not was that light, but...
The light.
That's fair.
What is it?
But
thank
so
you.
That is bear witness of the light.
I guessed in...
That
line
already
what did you... What have I got here?
I was using reference to increase in energy on pressure. That is this being significant. So you can say that. Did you say that, didn't you?
That.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Say that lexicon could use that.
Yeah, I know. I just wonder why you chose that. Just
and what did you think it should be?
Well, he.
That is he, yeah.
Well, you're speaking about John.
Right, so
okay. But that is, I guess, accepted. I just tried to find out where... I've got ikonos, and I've got a simple definition of it here, and I'm looking... Weird.
But if you, you know, once you went back and looked at it, you might say, you know, that makes sense to just say he, because it's referring back to John.
That's right. Ikonos. Goodness, I've got ikonos. All right, well, never mind. 9. John.
I don't have 9.
You don't have 9? Well, you just stopped there?
Yeah, no, I just, that's as far as I got, or whatever.
Okay. All right, Gina, you got 9?
Yeah, okay. Was the light the true, which gives light all the man coming into the world?
Perfect. That was perfect. Very hard to try to figure out how to translate it or reorder it, but yes, now you get there's a whole other level of understanding where you start to learn how they have word order as opposed to us. But very, very, very good. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. 10. Who's got 10? Anybody?
Yeah. In the world he was.
Good.
And the world by him created.
Now why did you do by? Why is
through.
D? It's through. It's
top.
Through.
Yeah, I have both, so I didn't know which one.
By him.
Through created.
No, of him through created. Him.
Created.
Created.
And the world.
Oh, Tom.
Him not. No.
Right. Him not know.
But no.
Or new.
New.
New is your proper word. Him not knew.
Yeah,
or he knew him not.
Only know again it all is was created.
Because that is a you've got to find in the lexicon. You're going to have to find what is that is a special word that John uses a lot, but it's not a normal Greek word, and you've got to find its derivative of genomai and what are the words.
So it's not on this?
It's not on there. Nope. That's a special word that John exactly. loved to use.
I'll take that up somehow. It's horrible.
That's right. Okay, going in. That's it. All right, Gina, back to you, verse 11.
Okay. To the... And I wrote his own for that. Meaning, I don't mean his, like, his own people or whatever. He came and...
Elfin?
The, his own, him not did receive.
Mm-hmm.
Him not, okay, did receive, or him not received.
He
very good.
Yeah.
All right. Look at that, paralabon. That's, to receive, Paralambano, yeah, or trying to think of another. Anyway, but the para.
What did you get for the it's third person plural, and then what?
Paralambano. Autan? Who? The third person plural.
Paralamban.
Yeah, paralamban.
Third person plural. And
that's right. They received not.
So it's.
Well, because of the ooh in the front.
Yeah, but where is it classified as the verb? I have IIA. Imperfect, indicative, active, is that what it is? They did not receive at that time.
And then a second aorist, indicative, active.
No.
Second?
Second aorist, indicative, active. You had it.
Indicative, active. Second aorist. All right, mm-hmm. I had IIA.
Well.
Or two. Three, but indicative, active.
Yeah, okay.
Aorist.
And your question was? I thought you said
I
it wasn't a verb. It is a verb, yes.
I was a little shaky on that.
Second aorist indicative.
Second?
Nope. You're going to have to use a lexicon to give you... John is not done simply. Even though it's called the Simple Gospel, it has lots of fun words in it.
So basically, this can really apply to John.
Oh, no, in a basic way. I gave you basic lists, and then I said, now it's time to go to the lexicon to get all the different possible meanings.
Okay.
I thought you understood that. Everybody needed a lexicon, too.
Oh, no, I forgot the lexicon.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't even get done that far now. I just wanted.
No, that's all right. All right, verse 12, Dean.
As many... I have but received him...
Where do you get but?
Yeah, D-E.
That's good. Good. I just want to make sure, because each word, you should be doing this word by word. So where's the but?
I am. D.
Oh, okay. When you said you didn't know, I didn't understand how you got that. Okay.
As many but received him, he gave them power. Sons of God to become.
Tekna. Good.
Sons of God to become to them that believe on
ice. How can you put on ice? On is fine, but it's... Oh, that's right. It's upon. Okay. That's good. On. Toe. On the name or his name?
No. I know it is his, so... But I didn't...
On the name his. It should be on the name his. Ice. Toe. Honama.
On the name his.
Outu. His is out too. Last word.
Okay, where's name at?
Name is Honoma.
His is two?
His is out too. That's the last word, out too.
I missed the whole word. Then I wonder. I missed the whole word going through it.
Yeah.
What did you say for toys?
Altus.
Toys?
Is to the, or the...
Yeah, altus.
Is,
okay.
To the, yeah, but it's to them. Okay. To those who are doing something.
To the believing.
To those who are doing the believing, yes. On his name.
So that's a continuous thought. They're doing the believing.
No, I made it. Sorry, don't judge me. Don't make the Bible say what I'm saying. It just sounded right to me, but it may not be true.
No, it's
don't
received. Judge me.
Yeah.
Where do you get received? It's believed. Oh, no, you're going back to the front. No, we're talking about believing.
Yeah, it's...
Believe is a past...
today, too.
Well, it does.
It's happening in the present. It continues.
Yeah.
They who believe... even today, can still...
Those who are believing...
Right.
Yeah. On the name...
Of
his.
Yeah. Having the past was continued.
Last one. Dan... Who did 12?
I did.
Okay, 13. Gina.
Okay. Who nas of blood, nas out of the will of flesh, not of the will of man, but of... God, we're born.
Good. Brilliant, brilliant, actually. Very linear. Who not of... Now, you got blood. Is it blood? Should be plural.
Plural.
Did you see hamar, tone? Harmat? Heart is... No, the hartos is bread. Hamar, theology. Hamar is belief.
Why can't it just be blood?
Why can't it not just be blood? Well, it is just... you can make it blood, but it's bloods. It's plural.
All right. Yeah, I have plural. But blood...
It's just, it is a plural word, okay? And I'm not sure what that signifies or anything, but it's just for you to know. It's bloods. I'm just looking to see that you picked up plurals and singulars and things. I mean, it's the same thing if you said this. If I said this, is that singular or plural? You don't know. It could be one deer or 50 deer, okay? So if I said blood, you don't know if that's singular or plural either. Okay, but I just wanted to see you say blood plural.
So is it bloods in Greek?
It's bloods in the Greek.
So when...
It's plural blood.
Is there a different word? Would it be a different word if it was for one person's blood? Like
yeah, there's blood. Singular. There's singular blood, and I'm not sure what it would be. Yeah.
Singular would be hamartos.
Hamartos, yeah, blood. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Okay, we've got just a few weeks left before the end of the class, so what you got to do, Barry, is you got to finish these words, because this is the ultimate task in using the tools that are available to find out what each word means, singular, plural, so on and so forth. You've got two more portions of Scripture. John was easy. Romans, I want to get you to Romans 1:16-17. That was this month's verse. Barry, can you quote this month's verse?
Romans 1:16-17, is it?
Mm-hmm. Or just 16, if you can remember 17.
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, it is to the power of God and salvation to everyone that believes it, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek, is it?
And also to the Greek. Good. And 17?
There is the righteousness
of God
revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, which
I shall live by faith. Excellent. It's a short two verses, but some of those words are kind of hard. So it'd be good to it'd be good to try and finish all three. So what you need to do, I know you're leaving. I know John, you're leaving, stuff like that. But now you need to work through and put your words underneath here that you've done on those separate pages so that they're done. You need to do those word lists and try to work through here as well. If you don't get to Romans, that'll be fine. But what I would like for you to do is just using your notes. Now, the problem is you're Bible believers, so you've got a lot of John 1 already in your head. You've got all in John 10 even awareness of. But try and take your notes and try to write out your own translation of John 1. You may not have enough room here. I think you will. Depends on. But write it in English what you would take from the Greek and write it out. And just for fun. And do the same thing with John 10 and then Romans. And then we will go over the test when you guys get back. So you will be coming along very fast. You might have probably one more quiz.
So how do we practice there? How do we study for the exam? It's just to make sure we know the tables off, our words off.
Mm-hmm. You will have your tables for endings. I will give you that. But most things, you just got to memorize verses. You've got to be able to describe what is a genitive, what is a dative, what is a vocative. You've got to be able to describe. I'm also going to give you translation work where I give you one, two, or three words, and you're going to have to figure out what those words are in English. I'll give you three English words. I'll give you up to three English words. You'll translate it into Irish. I don't know why that's on my head. Into Greek. And you just got to know your words. You're familiar with them will help you all the better. This is just to get you, when you work through the tools, you become familiar with them, and they'll come a whole lot easier for you.
We won't have a lexicon or whatever for the test.
No. You won't have a lexicon for the test.
Will we have to translate stuff? Or what's the kind of format? Or have you thought about the format of the test?
Yeah, I've got it done. I guess I don't know what you mean.
All right.
It's going to be, you're going to write out the alphabet. You're going to write out all the diphthongs.
Okay.
You've got... Yeah.
Just everything basically.
You're going to you're going to tell me I'll give you prepositions.
Okay.
Greek words. I'll give you the following verb case ending chart. Conjugate the following verbs. And I'll give you a verb, and then you're going to have to tell me what are the present, indicative, active endings of this word and what do they mean? Things like that.
Well, we have the table,
don't we? Well, no, I'll give you the table.
Yeah.
For you to use to what's called conjugate or marry the verbs to their endings and give me what each word is, but the table it's not going to be that hard. Don't worry. But the table, the table will help you. Don't worry. But it won't do all the work for you. You'll have to do all the work and make sure you're right.
Will we have a paragraph to translate?
No. Like I said, you'll have up to three words. At a time. You'll have one, two, or three words to translate into a sentence.
And we have an hour and a half. No,
and easily. Or 2 hours. Hour and a half, probably.
Yeah.
Because you'll have Acts to follow.
Time,
okay?
is next week?
No, they're gone. They have 2 more weeks, really. One more week will be for review, and then probably another quiz, and then the final week.
And Gary, you're leaving too?
Yeah, he's gone too.
Gary.
Barry's going as well. All three of them are going to be gone.
Sorry.
Yeah, sounded like Gary. All three of them will be gone. And so when they get back, bing, bing, we have Easter. And then the following week we have the review. And then the following week we have the final.
We
do get to sleep.
Main Street Morning?
No. No, I forgot. The review will be the following week. I have to think whether I thought this thing out. I know I did, but I just have to check it. Hold on. You guys come back on the 11th of April, the 18th. Yeah, draft. How do you like that? Yeah, the 25th of April is your review, and then the 2nd of May is your final.
Oh, okay.
So. Okay.
Okay, cool.